Chapter 5. The Document. It was still dark when the NKVD woke us up. They took me, Mother, Miss Grebus, and some others to a field and began shouting at us in Russian. Jonas was taken to do other work with two older women. I looked around for Andrews, but I could not see him. "He says dig," said Mother. "He says that we must dig for our rations." We all started digging, while an officer sat under a tree watching and smoking cigarettes. "A woman said that there's a town 5 kilometers away. There's a store, a post office, and a school," Miss Grebus whispered. "Perhaps we could walk there," said Mother, "and send letters. Maybe somebody has heard from the men." "Be careful sending letters. They could put people in danger," said Miss Grebus. I looked at my feet. I had written and drawn everything. "No," whispered Mother. "I have a contact." What did Mother mean? She had a contact. Who was her contact? And if the Germans were in Lithuania now, what was Hitler doing? We were asleep when it happened. I had finished my work and gone back to the hut to sleep. The next thing I knew, the NKVD were shouting at me, pushing me to go outside. "Mother, what's happening?" said Jonas. "They say that we must report to the office immediately." I looked over at my suitcase, happy that I had hidden my drawings. Other people were taken from their huts and walked in a line toward the office. I looked for Andrews and Mrs. Arvidas, but I could not see them. The NKVD packed us into a room, and we were told to wait. One of the officers started speaking, and everybody turned toward Mother. "He says that we need to sign a document," she translated. "What does the document say?" the crowd shouted. "It says 3 things, said Mother. "First, that we sign that we agree to join this farm. Second, we sign that we agree to pay money for the war, children included. Third, we sign that we agree we are criminals and that we must do hard labor. We must work in the fields or on the farm for 25 years as punishment." Everybody began shouting and crying, and the crowd pushed forward toward the officers. The NKVD lifted their guns and pointed them at us.
"Be quiet!" shouted the gray-haired man. "We need to think clearly! We are intelligent people. That's why they have taken us away from our homes." "I'm not signing any document," said Miss Grebus.
"They'll kill us if we don't sign," said another woman.
"I don't think that they will kill us before winter," said the gray-haired man. "There is too much work for us to do. We are growing food and building things for them. They need us." "He's right," said the bald man.
"So we shouldn't sign the documents?" said Miss Grebus.
"No, we should explain that we aren't ready to sign them yet," said the gray-haired man.
Mother translated the information back to the officers. They did not look happy.
"What do we do now?" asked another woman.
"We will wait here quietly until we are told to leave," said the gray-haired man.
We sat on the floor of the office and waited. Every few minutes, an officer hit or kicked somebody and then tried to make them sign. Nobody signed. Hours passed. We tried not to fall asleep because those who fell asleep were beaten. In the morning, they told us that it was time to go back to work. We were walking back to the field when Miss Grebus suddenly stopped. She looked frightened. Then I saw it. the body of a man covered in blood. There were birds eating his eyes.
"Who is he?"
I asked.
"He wrote a letter," a woman said. "The NKVD found it."
"Who translated it for them?" whispered Mother. "I don't know," the woman said. My stomach dropped, and I thought of my drawings. I felt sick and put a hand to my mouth.